Finally, I want to talk about your health and maintaining your health throughout the launch, because this is really important. In fact, not to go all wishy-washy here, but your health is far more important than your launch, and even more important than your business. And even beyond that, if you don't take care of your health throughout this process, and as you've seen, this isn't like an overnight process. This is something you have to work through and work towards. And if you don't take care of your health, then your launch is actually going to suffer. So it's not just important on a big picture that, the big picture is you got to stay healthy, and that's way more important than your business. But even on the micro picture, in terms of doing well with your launch, you have to stay healthy. And I've been through this. I've made myself sick. I've, beat myself up, gone crazy during these launches in the past. And, you pay a price. And I don't want you to have to pay the price, because you don't have to do that. You can do this launch without taking a toll on your health and your family and your relationships. And that's what I want you to do. So, first of all, remember early on in the planning, I talked about not planning around external events. Like, don't say, "Oh boy, the Olympics are coming to my hometown, so I'm going to do a launch based on the Olympics," or some, or "I'm going to do a launch based on my birthday," or something like that. If you do that type of a launch where you're locked into an external event, or I'm doing a seminar on January 17th, and I'm going to launch from the seminar. If you're locked into an external date, then you can't move your date out. And often these launches, you have to move your date out. And so then what you end up doing, you end up working 24 hours a day for a week, and you go insane, and you make yourself sick, and you end up with a lousy launch. So avoid doing the external events. Remember, almost every big launch I've been involved in, we've moved the date out. Often we've moved the date out multiple times. It's just not a big deal. Okay, so it's important to try to get some sleep during your launch. Because the bottom line, this is a creative process, and if you don't have sleep, it's tough to be creative. I've run into this in the past where I'm sitting there trying to write copy, and I've been up for 22 straight hours, and that's not the time to write copy when you're exhausted. So try to get sleep. Naps are a critical thing. I think naps are very important. So a lot of times I'll have so much adrenaline running through me during a launch that I can't sleep more than 5 hours a night. I'll lay down at midnight or 1 a.m. and I'll wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and instantly my head's running. I've got stuff going through my head. For the launch, I'm excited. Sometimes it'll be like I'm on a 4 week adrenaline rush on one of these launches. So it can be tough to get, 8 or 10 hours of sleep at night. So it's important to take naps during the day. Once you start feeling sluggish and start feeling tired, especially early to mid-afternoon, that's often a time where your body's wanting to take a break, 7 or 8 hours after you get up. That's not a bad thing to lay down and get 20 or 30 minute nap, a power nap, or to get beyond there. I'm not a sleep expert or a health expert, but the studying I've done said to go through a full sleep cycle is about 90 minutes. So if you either do that 20 minute or 30 minute power nap, or go and get the 90 minute full sleep cycle as a nap. And I can only imagine some of you are laughing, Jeff Walker, product launch experts here giving health advice. I want to let you know that I'm not a health professional. I'm not a doctor, dentist, nurse, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant. I don't have anything. I don't know anything about this stuff except for through experience and through study. And all I know is I can't write copy. I can't be creative when I'm dead tired. So get good sleep. It's more important to get sleep than to sit there and try to knock out another email or something like that. You'll be more productive in the long run. And I do know I have a hard time sleeping full nights when I'm in the midst of a big launch, because it is like I'm on a full out adrenaline rush, and so I go for naps. Exercise, for me, I know not everyone loves to exercise, but personally I find it very, very important. My friend Evan Pagan spends a lot of time running up and down stairs. He's got a bunch of staircases in his in the building he lives in. And one of the ways he gets exercise is running up and down the stairs. And he has a mantra that he says to himself is, the answer is in the staircase. And that means that if he's stuck on something, he'll go up and get that exercise running up and down the stairs. And he, you know, it's magical how the answer comes to you when you go out and get that exercise. I have the same experience. In fact, when I rolled out Profound Formula 2.0, it was in the springtime, and it was the springtime where we had a really good snow year here in Colorado, in Southwest Colorado. And it meant the trails were not good for running. But there wasn't enough snow for skiing. So I was stuck in that I couldn't run. And normally what I do, I'm not really much of a runner. I don't really do all that much running. There's lots of other things I like to do for exercise. But when I'm in a product launch, I do go out and run because it's something that, like, in a half hour, I can go get a good workout. And there's no, you know, I can go right out my door. Also, that means is I put on some running shorts and some shoes and I run so I can be gone from my computer 35 minutes and get a good workout. It's very efficient that way. So I like to run, and every time when I'm stuck, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go for a run, and magically the answer comes back, what I need to do next, how, you know, what the next piece of email copy needs to be, what the next video should be. So exercise, it not only lets off steam, it's good for you, obviously, but it's great for you mentally in terms of solving exercises. So in terms of solving problems. So when I'm in a launch, I'm trying to exercise every single day. And that's not just to keep myself healthy. That's to make sure I get good ideas for my launch and my launch comes off. Be sure you're eating. If you're taking supplements, keep on. Don't get away from that. You know, I'm a big believer in herbs and vitamins. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I know they seem to help me. And so it's easy to get off a routine when you get into a product launch. It's easy to forget you're supposed to exercise and you're supposed to get sleep and you're supposed to eat regular meals and healthy meals and you're supposed to, you're supposed to be taking your vitamins and herbs. Just don't forget that stuff. If you have to schedule it and write it down, do it. Another thing, I try to avoid going on a massive caffeine binge. I think, you know, you get short-term results and you pay the price in the long run. Remember, a launch isn't a sprint. If anything, it's a marathon instead of a sprint. You know, it takes place over a period of time. It's not like, you know, you've seen how I lay these launches out. They take days and weeks. And so you have to take care of yourself. And so pounding down, you know, 10 energy drinks when you first go into pre-launch is not a good idea because you're going to pay the price down the road. You know, I try to never have more than, you know, I've always got some Red Bull on hand during a launch, especially coming the last few days, but I try to avoid having more than two in a day tops. And finally, take care of your relationships. It's easy to ignore friends and family during a launch, and, you know, generally they'll get it. They'll understand what you're doing, and there probably is some level that you're going to have to curtail some of your socializing and cut back a little bit in your relationships, but try not to completely ignore them. Also, your relationships within your business, if you have a team, you're working with your launch team, you have to, you know, just let them know. It's just, you know, let them know ahead of time. It's like, hey, folks, this is the deal. We're coming into our last few days of the launch. I'm extremely busy. I'm under a lot of stress. Got a lot of pressure on me. I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. Please forgive me if I'm a little short and sharp with you. You know, if I don't have the normal patience that I have, please understand that it's due to this launch, and I'll be back to my normal self after the launch. And so I guess I just want you to stay sane with your health because for a couple reasons. And I already said this. You know, your health is more important than your business. Your health is more important than your launch. And I want you to remember that. I don't want people out there sacrificing their health because of what I taught them with product launches. The deal is with these product launches, they will completely change your business. And by doing so, they'll change your life for the better. And as you've seen, I have a very holistic approach to your business. And it's not just about doing one launch. It's about doing a bunch of launches. And it's about to continually building your business. And this is, I'm convinced, the best way to start and to build your business. but it is a holistic process, and I want it to integrate into your entire business, and I want it to integrate into your entire life. So remember, this health stuff, you know, you might think I'm just being foo-foo and woo-woo, and Jeff's, you know, he lives in out in Colorado, and he talks about this kind of stuff, but it's really important. It's important to your overall life, but it's also important to your performance during the product launch. You'll do better in your product launch if you're taking care of your health.